Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio. This is your host, Keith Enix. It's another beautiful day, 10 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday here in the Seattle area. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. I just want to welcome you guys to the show and encourage you, if you haven't checked out our website, go to cloudtalkradio.com where you can see the latest interview we've had for the week or show, and you can also check out some of our past shows there where we talk to business leaders about how to grow your business from finances to sales to marketing. Today we're talking about office psychology among startups, how to foster the right culture for success in your business. And so we're going to be having a great show today talking about some things that have been on my heart lately about building your office culture. If you haven't gone to our website, go ahead and check it out. And if you want to tweet at us, go and tweet at us at Cloud Talk Radio. You can also go check us out on LinkedIn. Well, once again, I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. Some of the latest spotlights in technology hit the news this morning, and I'm going to be covering a few of these with you before we get to the main segment of our show. Well, if you were disappointed by the recent Mayweather fight, we talked about that briefly in our last technology segment, perhaps you had a chance to glimpse some of the latest Holyfield and Mitt Romney fight that happened over the weekend. Yes, you can go to YouTube and you can literally watch Romney and Holyfield duke it out for charity. The surprisingly slim 68-year-old Romney fought the 52-year-old Holyfield in a hilariously fun poke at the recent Mayweather fight. You can check the recap of the events on YouTube. We just hope that Mayweather doesn't make some trollish copyright claim on the basis that, say, he owns boxing. Well, news number two, cloud infrastructure services revenue growth has hit a huge increase in Q1 of 2015 as compared to the 2014. Profits almost doubled for big cloud companies like Amazon, Salesforce, Microsoft, IBM, and Google, the largest of these companies, of course, being Amazon. As you may well know, Amazon has benefited in the cloud space as the first mover back in 2006. So that has almost been 10 years in the cloud space where they introduced the Amazon Web Services. However, Google is hot on the heels of Amazon right now in the fight for cloud infrastructure services as they just announced some big news today. They're going to be dropping cloud computing services by up to 30%. One of the biggest changes in the cloud infrastructure world at the moment is the increase of cloud-based needs in the construction space. This is right at home for me, as my dad owns a construction company, and what I'm seeing is huge increases. Also, in marketing space, I see a lot of changes with different businesses. We have a lot of service-based companies. And one of the recent companies that I noticed was a big change was actually a print marketing company. Yes, print marketing company. Interestingly, construction businesses have increased a bunch, which means that they need more print services for blueprints. Lots of increases on the print side of things, which is very interesting. We're in a very strange economy right now. I don't know what you think about it. I'd be curious to know what you think. Go ahead and tweet at me at Cloud Talk Radio. I believe we're on the crest of an economic boom. We see these construction companies jump alive again for the first time in 7 years. Just in relation to the cloud space, I think that now that companies have come back after about 7 years of downturn, there's a huge difference in technology need from 2008 and 2009. And why is there a huge difference? Because these huge companies have just now offered this new thing where everybody can be digital in the cloud. So the cloud space is becoming much more competitive. I'm curious, how long do you think the boom will last? How long do you think it'll last? Will it last to the next election? Is it going to last past that? Tweet at me at Cloud Talk Radio. Let me know your thoughts. I'm curious to know what you guys think about that issue of the latest economic boom. And news number three, Mac users across the world are going tech nuts as the 15-inch Force Touch MacBook Pro may go on sale this Wednesday. Basically, the new Force Touchpad allows users to invoke a different response to their Mac based upon how much pressure they apply to the surface of their pad. While I'm looking forward to the new technology as Apple continues to be a forefront thought leader on new user-friendly technologies that can make computer work that much easier for users. Do you guys own a Mac? What do you think about the new technology? Let me know on Twitter at Cloud Talk Radio. Next to the final one, we have Penn State cyber attack, which exposed 18,000 passwords. The Chinese have been hard at work again, according to Derek Carr of CNET. The university's president apologized for the sophisticated security breach that it says involved an attack launched from China. Sophisticated. What do you think about the ongoing security attacks across America? Let me know on Twitter at Cloud Talk Radio. News number five, and finally in today's news, is an interesting electronic skin that makes your body a computer. A patch of gold just a few centimeters wide and light as a feather could reveal your innermost thoughts and feelings. This is the premise of Professor John Rogers of BioStamp. You can go check that out, BioStamp. Previously, such signals could only be detected by using a full helmet of heavy electrodes, which required the patient's skin to be scrubbed and could only be worn safely for a short time. Rogers' patch is light enough to almost be untraceable and allowing for lengthy use even outside of the lab so that the equipment is trained to pick up signals more accurately, which is fascinating. The immediate targets of this technology are medical applications. One is to measure the brain waves associated with seizures in epileptic patients, flagging up issues before the point of crisis. The other is to monitor sleep patterns for disorders and other insights, which has been impossible with traditional heavy hardware. Well, that's the end of our technology. We have very interesting things happening in the tech industry. Once again, I'm curious what your thoughts are on some of that newest technology there, electronic skin modes, which makes your body a computer. Well, of course, we already have a computer, our brain, but able to hook yourself up to see what is actually going to happen before it happens. That is very interesting. Without the need of using the helmet, it's just a little gold patch. Fascinating where things are going today. Well, last week we talked with Lee Cook of CPA Merchant Services. You can check out that episode on Cloud Talk Radio, and we discovered some of the big benefits of their Merchant Services Solution plugin for QuickBooks. You should go check that out because really interesting information on how you can save money for yourself and maybe even another leg if you are a QuickBooks user or if you are a CPA practice. This is a very neat tool for your business that can help you save money and your clients. Not just save you money, though. Listen into the show. Lee Cook talks about how she has an incentive program for CPA practitioners who can actually make money by reselling this. So very interesting. Go check that out. Well, today we're going to be covering office psychology among startups, how to foster the right culture for success. But before we get to our main topic, we're going to just break for a quick commercial.
Dust off your concert t-shirts. CloudFest 2015 is coming to San Diego from August 12th to August 14th. At the beautiful Paradise Point Resort, the only place where 12 CPE, 4 educational tracks, nationally known speakers, and the chance to win $5,000 hit the stage for 3 days. CloudFest is a rock festival-inspired educational event where you can obtain the skills to improve your business. Additionally, meet the faces behind the scenes at the Cloud9 Realtime team. Register now to be part of the band and take your business to the next level. Just go to www.cloudfest2015.com. That's cloudfest2015.com.
Welcome back to today's show. Today I want to discuss something that's been on my mind a lot lately that has a huge impact on our businesses. I want to talk about company culture. Culture is huge. Probably one of the biggest areas I've been challenged with this year is to lead a company culture as opposed to letting the culture lead me. What I'm talking about is intent. It's imperative that we business owners have an intent to grow people around us in positive ways, or else we might lose our business. I see two areas where people are lost. The first is by not feeling empowered to feel like they can take action. The second is people who feel like there's not direction, so they take their own liberties with your company, often resulting in dishonesty. These types of issues are obviously disastrous. Any of you out there, you can probably relate. I can relate. I've had failed employees, and you have to look back and you have to say, well, why was it a failure? Was it because of a company culture? Was it because of leadership? The reality is a wrong culture will consistently produce broken behaviors that will cripple the health of a business. So how can that be fixed? I just want to give a little example. I used to sing in a choir when I was younger. I haven't had as much time to do choir as I've been focused on business more, but I really do enjoy choir. But the choir director had an interesting methodology when it came to his choir. His methodology was that there was not anybody in the choir who made a mistake. The mistake was always on his shoulders. It was the movement of his hands that was misunderstood. It was the miscommunication that occurred between him and the choir members. And I think of that scenario because that is very similar to real life. As leaders, we have to carry the burden of communication. If people don't get it, we're not communicating correctly. That means we have to really understand the people around us. If people aren't getting it, maybe we are not understanding each and every one of our people's different ways of communication. And that can be based upon their personalities, which, of course, I hugely recommend a personality test for each one of your employees. But there is that illustration. I want you to think about that because that, to me, was a big change in my life when I realized that company culture all rests and falls on my shoulders, just like it did on my choir director. When I realized that, I started thinking about the intent to change, and that is so imperative. There's this concept of failure to thrive. Sometimes you see that in infants and children who do not get proper nutrients. In other words, much in the same way youngsters need the proper amount of food, nutrients, sunlight, and other factors to continue growing as normal, a lack of enthusiasm, less than stellar performances, reduced attention to details will stunt the growth of a new organization. And today, let's talk about some practical steps to ridding your business of negativity and building a healthy culture. Here's one of the most important things you can do. First off, I've realized that you need to keep the doors open. Closed doors promote a negative perception of hierarchy. They alienate people from management. They give an illusion of uncrossable barriers. I've realized that it's vital to be accessible and more proactive towards building relationships with employees. Think about this. When arriving at work, stop by, greet people as you enter. Say hello, good morning. Ask about their family. Little things like this, making eye contact, showing positive body language can go a long way with people both personally and psychologically. And you know what I've noticed on this? It's easy to do this when you feel good. But really when it counts is when you don't feel good as a leader, right? And that kind of is one of the big burdens of a leader. It doesn't matter how you feel or what's going on in the day. There's this responsibility that we have to constantly be aware of other people's needs around us and trying to meet those needs. That's important. So keep doors open. That's transparency. So be transparent with your employees, and they're going to be transparent with you. They're going to feel like you're approachable. And that's how I want to be viewed. I want to be viewed as approachable. The second is you want to say yes to social. Once frowned upon in the workplace, giving your employees access to social media to promote your business on Facebook. Send relevant tweets, post images on Instagram, maintain a presence on Google+ and LinkedIn. But by the way, just a side note on Google+, it is rumored that Google+ is going to be going away. I would focus mainly on LinkedIn for those types of connections. We don't quite know exactly what Google's going to do with Google+, but it's not going to be the best platform to promote your business anymore very soon. For smaller firms, you'll want to set aside some time daily for these tasks. For a single employee and for larger companies, assign different platforms to any number of employees. They'll be happier, and your new business will get more online exposure and popularity on social media. So keeping people in tune with their own lives and allowing them that freedom to do some of that social media as they are actually promoting your business. Very good idea. The third is to encourage trust. Of course, this goes without saying, never discuss a staff member in the presence of another employee unless you are saying something positive or praising them in some way. Employees that know they can trust an owner or supervisor will definitely be more loyal. This type of discreet behavior from management will ensure that an employee will continue to thrive in their environment. I know this is tough, especially in a close-knit small business, because everybody kind of feels like family, but it's important for this. I've had employees come to me and just without even realizing it, say, you know, you called me out in front of everybody and it just didn't make me feel good. And you know, that hurts, because that's not the type of company I want to have. I want to have people who trust me, they trust each other, and they know that it's a place that they can be fostered and growed in this culture and not feel like they're going to be called out in the middle of everyone else. So that's important. Be very aware of other people, and that really is just good manners. So that's a really good point. Encourage trust. The other point is to recognize and appreciate. You want to remember employees' birthdays, acknowledge them on their red letter day. Even if you don't buy balloons, bake a cake, buy them lunch, consider putting up a sign at their workstation, passing around a greeting card for staff to autograph, and leave comments. Anything that will let them know they were not forgotten on their birthday. Also, recognize accomplishments, rewards, special achievements, whether it's a simple pat on the back or a well-deserved raise in salary or bonus. It's a real slap in the face, not to mention a quick death to morale, when you do not acknowledge something that they really do deserve. Conversely, don't point fingers or assign a scapegoat when things don't go as expected. Assume responsibility, at least in part, and show your staff you're willing to shoulder part of the blame. A better, more positive work environment will definitely help your continued business growth. It's important to have a positive outlook on life. You know, and that's a big deal, especially on the scapegoat point, because when something wrong happens, and I think back to that choir director. Imagine with me when we used to do a performance and somebody would just mess up big time. Well, there was a change with that choir director, because he wasn't always like that. There was a time when he would call out people on their problems and such. But when he made this change, I was there before and after, so that's why it was just such a really good illustration for me. So when after people would just mess up, he would not call them out. He would say, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't quite communicate with you very well through that. And he would say it to the whole choir even, hey, you know, I didn't communicate very well on this. So the person didn't feel like they were the problem. He was taking the shoulder of responsibility on that. And the truth is, if you think about your corporation or your business, we are the entire foundation of the communication within our company. So if there is a problem, it really does rest on our shoulders. It's not a problem with an employee. It's not a problem with somebody else. No, there's really no scapegoats for the problems that occur in our companies. It's only a problem that is on our shoulders and that we need to fix. And if we have the right cultures, people are going to be excited to go along and do those fixes with us. They're not going to be excited if they're constantly being hit over the head with, all right, you better fix this or else. A lot of business owners, they will threaten their employees if they do not change. Threaten them with pay, threaten them with being fired. And you never want to build a culture where people are in constant fear that if they don't perform, they're going to lose pay, they're going to lose their jobs. Because in the end, you're not actually going to get their hearts. You're not going to actually help them move along as employees. So you want to figure out how to get their hearts, how to build that culture, and be successful in your business. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. That's our overview of office psychology among startups, fostering the right culture for success. For some of you business that have been around for a while, I'm sure that you've probably implemented a lot of these types of things already. I'd be curious to know what you find is very helpful in your business. Do you do employee birthdays? Do you do different events for employees to reward them and build that awesome culture for your business? Tweet at us at Cloud Talk Radio. I'd love to hear about that. Well, if you haven't been to our website, go ahead and check out past episodes. Be sure to tune in each week at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday for our next show. This is Keith Enix, hoping you have a wonderful week. Keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.